President Bush marked the 100th anniversary of Cuban independence from Spain this morning by chastising Cuban President Fidel Castro and refusing to lift the 40-year ban on travel and trade with Cuba.
Without political reform, without economic reform, trade with Cuba will merely enrich Fidel Castro and his cronies. Well-intentioned ideas about trade will merely prop up this dictator, enrich his cronies, and enhance the totalitarian regime. It will not help the Cuban people.
The president spoke in the East Room of the White House a week after former President Jimmy Carter traveled to Cuba and called for an end to the trade embargo. Later today, Mr. Bush travels to Miami, where he is expected to deliver a similar message before a Cuban-American audience. NPR's Vicky O'Hara is covering the president this morning. She joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What was the president's aim this morning?
The president's aim was to reassert the longstanding U.S. policy toward Cuba. Under that policy, the United States for some 40 years has had both a trade and a travel embargo against Cuba. And the purpose of it is to try to pressure Cuba to reestablish democracy, to improve human rights, and to allow a free market economy to take place. Later today, the president is going to be addressing the Cuban-American community in Miami. This happened in an election year. The president's brother, Jeb Bush, governor of Florida, is up for re-election this fall. We also have midterm congressional elections, and the Cuban-American community is a very important constituency for the president.
What were the specific conditions that Bush laid down this morning for lifting the embargo?
It's quite a list. It starts with next year's National Assembly election in Cuba. The president said he wants a free and fair election to be held. He wants opposition parties to be allowed to speak freely and organize. He's calling for independent trade unions, the release of all political prisoners, allowing human rights groups to visit Cuba to ensure that free elections are being created. And he wants outside observers to be able to go in to monitor the elections.
Mr. Bush spoke this morning, as you know, Vicky, in very forceful language against Castro. Here's some of what he had to say.
Today and every day for the past 43 years, that legacy of courage has been insulted by a tyrant who uses brutal methods to enforce a bankrupt vision. That legacy has been debased by a relic from another era who has turned a beautiful island into a prison.
Now, despite that tough language, the president did say he wanted to do something for the Cuban people. Vicky, what is he proposing there?
The president announced an initiative under which the United States would reestablish direct mail links with Cuba. He also said that he wants to establish scholarships for the families of family members of political prisoners in Cuba, as well as you know, students and professionals in Cuba who he thinks can help to rebuild some sort of civil society. And he also called for direct taxpayer money to benefit non-governmental organizations that are working in Cuba to rebuild civil society.
Real quickly, was this speech timed to President Carter's visit last week?
The White House says that this speech has been in the works since January. There's been a lot of talk about the issue of sanctions, and it's been very much on the mind of policymakers. However, President Carter's visit to Cuba last week certainly put a lot of attention on the president's speech today.
Thanks so much. NPR's Vicky O'Hara.